A word for you from Revelation 3 and verse 19. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. On the many occasions that we've had all-night prayer meetings, we have experienced the fear of God, the awe of His presence. It is hard to explain the extraordinary experience of being in the presence of an almighty and holy God, being deeply humbled and overwhelmed by a sense of our sinfulness and our unworthiness. But out of these intense times of Bible study and prayer and worship developed a hunger for holiness, a dissatisfaction with the superficial, the sensational, the emotionalistic, cheap grace and easy believism so prevalent in all too many churches today. An inexpressible enthusiasm for sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ resulted. Many souls were saved and lives were transformed, and many of those who experienced the reality of God in those early frontline fellowship prayer meetings responded to the call for full-time missionary work. A fire was lit, which, over 34 years later, continues to burn brightly. Over my last years in missionary work, over 33 years in full-time missionary work, I've had the privilege of experiencing some extraordinary moves of God. In the revival in Romania, in the KwaZulu-Natal mission revival in Zululand, the hunger and the thirst for righteousness, the enthusiasm for Bible study and prayer, the teachability and receptivity to the Word of God, this transforms lives. It leads to dynamic worship and decisive action to make full restitution. Dr. Paul Negruț of Emmanuel Baptist Church in Romania said to me, "It is easy to see who a real Christian is. A real Christian loves God. A real Christian loves to study the Bible. A real Christian loves to pray. And a real Christian hates sin." He also said, "We do not count members by how many attend the Sunday morning service, but how many attend the midweek Bible study and the prayer meeting." What hinders revival today? When we read of the bold Christianity, the book of Acts, of the great evangelical revivals under George Whitefield and Jonathan Edwards and under Andrew Murray, the question arises, what is hindering revival in our time? May I suggest prayerlessness? That would be an obvious answer. What has happened to the prayer meeting? The neglect of God's word. Whatever happened to Bible study? The prevalent worldliness, selfishness, pride, gossip, slander, passivity, neutrality, inactivity, lukewarmness, indecisiveness, cowardice and compromise, sitting on a fence. There are so many distractions that we allow in, so many deviations and delusions, which are ensnaring and enslaving the Word of God. All of these are symptoms of the lack of the fear of God. In so many ways, we are quenching the Holy Spirit, grieving the Holy Spirit, and resisting the Holy Spirit. We need to surrender to God and earnestly repent.